Joining us in the studio is business leader and guru Hixonia Nyasulu for Boardroom 101. Hixonia has served on multiple global boards. She is the perfect person to give you business advice. And this morning, we've got her back in the room to discuss reclaiming your idea in this morning's episode of Boardroom 101. Hixonia, hypothetically speaking, you know, we on East Coast Breakfast have quite a big team.
Yeah.
And often we'll have brainstorming sessions and we'll go, well, that's a good idea and that's a good idea. We should do that.
Yes. You know?
And then without any permission or planning, hypothetically speaking, say Kerry took my idea and ran with it.
Right.
And how do I take back my idea?
Well, the thing with people claiming your idea as theirs, the scenario you describe of a brainstorming session is a different one because ideas were being thrown on the table. And I guess at the end of that session, it was like someone, you were not putting it on the table as something that you will execute.
Yes, I suppose once you give it away.
You've
relinquished ownership.
You were brought together.
Okay, let me do this as an example, right?
Okay.
I'm on the phone. To my producer about a feature that I want to champion on East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Red.
Right.
Unbeknownst to me, anyone, you know, let's just say Kerry Miller, overheard this and went on her own tangent and did something so similar to mine that it made it impossible for me to do mine because I would have seemed like I was copying her idea.
Right.
How do I reclaim that idea?
Well, there are various ways you can do it. You also have a voice. You have an audience. And how I would do it is the next time I was on the microphone, I would say, you know, thank you, Kerry, for running with the idea. I was a bit slow running with it. But how I would want to augment it, or what I had in mind, is it's slightly different from the way you did it. What it says to people is, oh, it didn't originate with Kerry. And so I'm saying to people, it doesn't help to go confront the person in the passage, because particularly if they did it intentionally around the table in an audience, say, let's take the scenario you were talking about where, you know, all of you were in a meeting and you had had a private side meeting with someone and you had told them this idea that you had, and then you went to a meeting with your colleagues and they presented the idea and didn't credit you with the idea. You know, people have different reactions. I've seen people who literally their mouth is hanging and they want to laugh because they're thinking, oh my goodness, that was my idea. I've seen people brought to tears.
Sure.
Because they're thinking, how could they do this to me? This was my idea. And it doesn't serve them right because it, you know, the people in the room think, you know, chill. You know, why are you getting
why
so
are you
excited?
Catching feels.
Yeah. And I'm saying you can come back and reclaim that idea by just be calm, cool, listen to them present their idea at the meeting. And when they finish and everybody's getting excited, this is your opportunity to say, thank you, Darren, I couldn't have presented it better than you. But if you had left something out when you were presenting that idea to them, then you have an opportunity to use that one thing that pulls the idea together that they were unable to present because they didn't know it.
Yes.
You know how cops say when they talk to people about, say, a crime, there's that one piece of information in a murder, for instance, that they will not give to the public because this is how they know the person they're speaking to could only have known it because they were the perpetrator.
Exactly, yes.
So they might just leave something behind and say, they will not say that when, you know, on the scene of the crime, there was a red chair facing the wall. But the perpetrator will mention it. And it's, this is
and
how
the
they
cops
prove.
Will say,
yeah.
How did you know that? That wasn't in any of the papers.
That wasn't in the public domain. And it's the same with ideas. Is when you share an idea with someone and you think they might actually play a fast one on you, leave one thing behind that is so critical to that idea coming behind that you can contribute it to the meeting and be the one that is very knowledgeable about
that. Because I've learned this with you is that this is quite a business thing. You want to be open and you want to have your own integrity and hope that other people have integrity.
Right.
But you just got to cover your ass.
You got to cover your backside. I want you.
I almost got you to say.
You almost got me to say a bad word.
You gotta cover your behind.
You gotta cover your behind.
What a fabulous topic. This has been a great 21st.
Yeah.
Great
very
21st.
Happy 21st.
Reclaiming your idea. Excellent. Absolutely. Advice. Thank you. Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.
Listen, if you missed today's episode with Hixonia Nyasulu, just head on over to our podcast section right now, ecr.co.za. And for more on today's topic, reclaiming your idea, just head on over to htothepowerofyou.com and make sure you tune in every Monday morning just before 10 to 7 for Boardroom 101. Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.